24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Doctors say one of the men who was stabbed at a New York Hanukkah celebration may never regain consciousness. 71-year-old Joseph Newman was one of five people attacked Saturday at a rabbi's home in Monsey, New York. He was stabbed multiple times in the head, neck, and arms. A suspect is in custody. The Bernie Sanders presidential campaign says it raised over $34 million in the year's fourth quarter, more than any other Democrat in a single quarter this cycle, according to his campaign. The Democratic presidential candidates are releasing their fundraising totals for the end of 2019, Sanders topping the list. The FAA is getting involved in the mysterious drone sightings in northeastern Colorado and parts of western Nebraska. U.S. Senator Cory Gardner says the agency has launched a full investigation after drones have recently been spotted in multiple counties, even some in Nebraska flying in what appears to be a grid formation. Nobody has stepped forward to say that the drones are theirs. And the former boyfriend of Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown's daughter has died. Nick Gordon died at a hospital in Florida from an apparent drug overdose. He was found liable for the 2015 death of Whitney's daughter, Bobby Christina Brown. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good morning. At 11:04, it's 41 degrees in Flemington and sunny. Forecast for today, it's a high of 48, and then the rain comes in tonight. Tomorrow, there's an 80% chance of rain and 49 degrees, and then it will clear out for tomorrow night, and the rain will be back on Saturday. It looks like it will stay all rain with a high of 48. Sunday morning, there may be a few snowflakes in the air when you wake up, and then it will clear out with a high of 40.
I'm at a party I don't want to be at, and I don't ever wear a suit and tie. I wondering if I can sneak out the back. Nobody's even looking me in my eyes. Then you take my hand, finish my drink, say, shall we dance? Hell yeah.
So Jennifer kicks off the new year by playing a song called I Don't Care. Everybody run for cover. You gonna hear it,
Jennifer? I like this song. It's a nice song.
I think this mic is fritzing. Okay, it's good now. I might have to switch though. We'll see. I know I've... Switch my mic, please. I'll hold it for now. Just like an MC or something. You can turn this one off.
I did.
Oh, you did? Looks like three of them are on.
No, that's the phone.
Oh. Things that should have been solved off the air 2 minutes ago. Good morning, welcome to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, Happy New Year. Actually, Jennifer and I are starting our 8th year on the air, I believe. 8 years, Jennifer.
Wow.
Good Lord. I was going to say something. I don't know. I just let it lay there. We hope everyone had a nice holiday and a great 2019. We're looking forward to 2020 at HCL with a full slate of events and programs. Some of your old favorites and plenty of new ones as well. Jennifer can tell if people are judgmental just by looking at them. ACL Winter Reading Club, January concerts and speakers at ACL and NCB, Maker's Day, and much more on today's library show.
Very funny.
What's very funny?
How the judgmental just by looking. I didn't laugh.
You didn't laugh. Why? That's too close to home.
So much energy.
So how was your holiday?
It was not quiet. How was yours?
It was quiet?
It was quiet.
Let's start with Christmas. I haven't seen you since what? I worked one day. I worked the 26th. Spent the whole day doing that scoop. Look for the new Hunterdon County Library scoop, the newsletter, bi-monthly newsletter. This should be out shortly with all of our events and programs. The new one should be online.
It is not, because the new format is causing trouble.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. There was an email.
Noted. Okay, so don't look for it online yet. I'll print some copies out and put them out at the library.
I thought that's why you did it that way.
What did I do? I did it something different?
You did it on 11 by 17.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought I did it the way I always do it.
Mm-hmm.
I might have done it to print. I hope the print shop doesn't have a problem with it.
I doubt the print shop.
Okay. Once again, things that should be solved off the air. And not airing dirty laundry to our listeners, Jennifer. So, Christmas. To first tell me about Christmas.
Oh, yes.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Church, no snow, three bridges, saw Little Women on Thursday.
Oh, yeah? And your opinion?
It was good. It was good.
You've seen all the versions of it, screen ones?
I have seen the Katharine Hepburn from like 30s.
Winona Ryder?
The Winona Ryder I saw. I did not see the silent one, and there's one in between Katharine Hepburn and that I did not see.
So that's kind of a holiday movie, right?
Yes.
It takes place at Christmas time back in Civil War era, if I'm not mistaken.
There is a Christmas theme, but it's not strictly Christmas. No,
it's not strictly Christmas, but it is Civil War era?
Yes.
Who plays Joe March?
Saoirse Ronan.
Oh, okay. Ronan. So she's always the most popular March sister, right?
Yes.
Why is that?
Because she's a headstrong, the feminist type.
I thought that would be the most unpopular March sister.
Well, no, I think with women she's...
Gotcha, with women. They were no longer little girls.
No.
They were little women.
Yes, and Meryl Streep was Aunt March.
Do her typical overacting Meryl Streep?
No, she was very reserved. She was a dowager aunt.
Gotcha. Probably one of your favorite words, dowager, isn't it?
You think? I use it a lot.
Is it? Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so that was Christmas Eve you saw this movie?
No, I saw it Thursday after Christmas.
Oh. I asked you about Christmas.
I said Church, Three Bridges.
Church, Three Bridges. What's that mean?
We went to church Christmas Eve.
On Three Bridges?
No, in Baptist Town. And then we went to my parents' house. I went to my parents' house on Christmas Day.
You're just abbreviating for all of us?
Well, let's see. We spent 20 minutes with my sisters trying to get Zoom to work so they could go to a meeting instead of Skyping, and neither one of them would see to me, and once they did, we got it going and got to move on with life.
Well, what give me some tentpole events that happened.
That was a tentpole event. It took them 20 minutes and they still couldn't get Zoom to work. It took me 30
That was
seconds.
The best thing that happened to you over Christmas?
Pretty much.
Really?
It was being right.
Did you get any gifts?
I did. I got a feather rug.
Okay, that sounds nice. A feather rug?
It's a rug with feathers woven in. Like, it... Feathers painted.
Because you're a big fan of feathers, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, that sounds like a nice gift. Who gave you that?
My mother.
Nice. Anything else?
My father gave us each the same book. I forget the name of it. It was an A.A. Milne short stories, and we had to read the section on soliloquies aloud to each other during Christmas.
Nice. Was that fun?
It was. My father thought it was. He read it on the ship, and he found it very funny.
Gotcha. How was their trip to, did they see the Northern Lights?
They did twice.
Cool.
Yes, they had a very good time.
Christmas Eve, did you hear Santa or anything, nothing exciting Christmas Eve? But it's like pulling teeth over here.
No, it was pretty much the...
Okay, how about New... Let's move on to New Year's Eve. I know you're wild and crazy. How drunk did you get?
I didn't. I had headaches now when I drink.
Did you go out New Year's Eve? Do anything on New Year's Eve?
Nope.
Nothing.
I work till 5 o'clock.
Okay. New Year's usually like gives you 7 hours to do something.
I read. I came home, cooked dinner, read. Quiet. I went for a walk outside yesterday in my bare feet.
Okay. New Year's Day?
Walking outside barefooted. Picking up sticks. A little muddy, a little cold.
That's what you did on New Year's Day?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you do for the other 23 and a half hours?
Let's see. I cleaned out my cabinets.
All right. I see we're getting absolutely nowhere with
nothing.
This.
Nothing. I didn't do anything.
Any New Year's resolutions? I'm trying to get some witty banter going here for our radio listeners.
Silly question. Why don't you tell us?
And you're just swatting them down like a kitten playing with yarn.
There's nothing. Watch the peep drop this morning.
What does that mean?
My sister does a peep drop in Bethlehem.
Your sister does this?
Yeah.
Your sister lives in Bethlehem?
Yeah.
Your sister lives in Bethlehem?
Mm-hmm.
PA?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I didn't know that.
You probably did, just didn't retain it.
No. Were your sister Sarah?
Yeah.
So what's a peep drop?
I think in Easton they have a peep drop in the peep factory instead of a ball dropping.
Do they?
So she held a peep up and dropped it. Even Chris Phelan saw it.
Where in Bethlehem does she live? In the historical section or the which part of Bethlehem?
She lived in an old factory, and then she moved across the river to a Victorian house with a bat.
With a what?
Bat.
With a bat? What do you mean a bat?
A bat.
A real live bat?
Yeah, but then she hit Victor in the head by mistake.
Oh, my gosh. You're killing me today.
So tell us about your...
So her Victorian's in the historic section of Bethlehem?
I think so.
Over by the church in... Main Street, Bethlehem, and...
I'll Google it and let you know.
Yeah, that's beautiful over there. Near Moravian College?
Near Lehigh.
Near Lehigh, so she's on that side of the river.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the other side. That's the south side. Okay. I love Bethlehem. It's a beautiful area.
So what did you do for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve? Are we out of time yet?
No, plenty of time.
It's 11:16. All right, we'll go to our first commercial break. I promise I'll tell you what I did Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. And then we'll play Today in History. We got a lot of events in January or 2020 events and programs to talk about on today's library show.
And you will be very pleased that I booked some programs already.
Did you?
I did.
Cool.
Excellent.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History. The past 7 years or so, every Thursday morning, I've been asking Jennifer questions about events that have happened on the current date. Today is January 2nd, 2020. I'll ask Jen to refer about events that happened on this date in years past, and also give her some names of people who were born or who have died on January 2nd, see if she knows who they are. Just by name recognition.
Okay.
Play along at home. Here we go. January 2nd, 1777, Jennifer. What happens at Assunpink Creek? Assunpink Creek is in New Jersey.
And I'm sure it is, but remind me to say something.
Why are you sure that?
Because it sounds like a Lenape name.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Do you know Lenape? Could you translate Assunpink?
I could not. I don't know what happens at Assunpink Creek.
Why is the word Assunpink, then why isn't creek in Lenape too, then? What's the word for creek in Lenape?
I don't know.
That's an English word.
It is.
Okay, what happened? The Battle of Assunpink Creek was a follow-up to the Washington's Battle of Trenton, Jennifer. Washington feared correctly that there was going to be repercussions for his Christmas Day attack.
You think?
And there was. But Washington was ready, and Cornwallis sent troops south. They repulsed them a few times, but they were, I think they were held up by, I don't know, snipers or something like that. And they didn't get to the battle till late. After being repulsed a few times, it was too dark to fight, so the Cornwallis settled in for the night, and Washington took that opportunity to get his troops out of there, and he surprised another British general, I think, up at Princeton. And I think that was it for the British in New Jersey for the rest of the war, Jennifer.
Very good.
So an important date in New Jersey history on this date. 1777. 1967, Jennifer. What happened in the life of Ronald Reagan on this date?
Did he marry Nancy?
Incorrect.
I don't know.
He was sworn in as governor of California.
Hmm.
Then later became president, I think 13 years. Was he president in 1980? No. 76 and then 80? I don't remember. That would be interesting to know. That would have been something I should have known.
Probably elected in 80.
Yeah, I think it was 80.
Because he came to Flemington in 82.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Did he really? For
yeah.
What reason? Where did he come to?
He came to the fairgrounds. He was stumping for Geraldine Ferraro.
Oh,
yeah?
Mm-hmm. Really? During the Flemington Fair?
It was during the Italian-American Festival.
Really? Whatever happened to that?
What do you mean?
The Italian-American Festival.
Oh, I don't know.
They used to have an Italian-American Festival at the fairgrounds?
Mm-hmm.
This was before my time. 5 years before my time, but before my time. You went to see him?
I was in the marching band.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you got the glimpse of him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. I never knew this. Yeah. Now, that's the kind of stories our listeners want to hear, Jennifer.
I really don't think they do.
They don't want to hear about how your sisters can't function in the technological world. They don't
care
about that.
It's just because they refuse to use Google Chrome.
Moving on, 1974, Jennifer. United States President Richard Nixon signs a bill lowering the maximum U.S. speed limit to 55. I never knew it was above 55 before that. Why does he do that?
Because Ralph Nader said it's a safer speed to drive.
Incorrect. He did it to conserve gasoline because of the OPEC embargo that was happening. Speed limit must, I wonder what it was before 1974. Cars probably couldn't go that fast, so it didn't matter. And finally, 1991, Sharon Pratt Kelly, Jennifer, becomes the first African-American woman of a major mayor, African-American woman mayor of a major city in the U.S. What city?
Baltimore.
No, but you're in the right area. You're close. You're probably only
Washington, D.C.
Yeah, that's correct. I was going to try to think how about a half hour apart. They're not that far apart, are they? Born on the state in 1647, Nathaniel Bacon.
The only one I know is Francis Bacon, the explorer.
That's not him, Jennifer. His name's Nathaniel.
I know, so I don't know who it is.
Nathaniel Bacon was famous for Bacon's Rebellion back in the late 1600s, where they were trying to clear out the Indians. He's remembered now because they say this was a precursor to the Revolutionary War, because England stepped in and set some rules down, and I think it was the start of the dominoes falling toward the American Revolution. I think this was the first domino to fall, was Bacon's Rebellion. Interesting? Yes? No? Maybe?
Interesting.
Now, 1936, Roger Miller was born.
King of the Road.
Very good. If you listen to the show any time in the past 7 years, you know I'm a big Roger Miller fan.
Oh, what's the Christmas song? They kept playing a Christmas song.
Did they play it on the radio?
Yeah.
He's got one of the best ones ever. It's called Old Toy Trains.
No, that wasn't it.
That was it.
That's not the one they were playing.
We're going to play Old Toy Trains for you after our last commercial break. Jennifer will find that. It's one of the best Christmas songs ever, and you never hear it on the radio. He wrote it for his son when his son was really little. Roger Miller, of course, a country crossover hit. It's like Jennifer said, King of the Road, but many other hits. Actually, very famous for, he swept the Grammy Awards in 1965. His song King of the Road won Song of the Year over the Beatles Yesterday, which was probably one of the biggest upsets in music history, Jennifer. The late, great Roger Miller, he also wrote music for a Broadway play. Did you know that?
I did not.
Big River. It won multiple Tony Awards back in the 70s, about Huck Finn. I give this one just for you. 1963, David Cohn was born.
He was a pitcher for the Mets. He was part of the 86 Mets.
Very good. Anything else? Did he do anything else in his career?
Probably.
Any highlights? Probably. Also played for the Yankees, where he pitched a perfect game, Jennifer. Perfect game for the New York Yankees.
Don Larson died?
Yes. And why is Don Larson famous?
Because he pitched a perfect game in the World Series.
Only pitcher ever to do so.
Brooklyn Dodgers. When they were still in Brooklyn.
No, he was on the Yankees.
Oh, against the Dodgers.
Yes.
Okay. I heard it on the news.
On the Yankees. I remember Yogi Berra jumping into his arms after the perfect game. Does that image?
Yes.
Okay. And then finally, 1968, Cuba Gooding Jr. was born.
He's a movie actor. Nope.
Nothing? Probably most famous for... Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise. I think he was in Pearl Harbor as well.
You're right.
And I think he's been in the news lately for not good reasons, I think, a sexual harassment lawsuit. But doesn't mean he's guilty of it, Jennifer. Ever since the Duke Lacrosse thing, I never judge any situation, especially through the media. So Cuba Gooding Jr., hopefully. He's not guilty of what he's accused of. 1904, Jennifer died on this date in 1904. James Longstreet.
The poet? Nope.
It'd be Longfellow.
No, I know that. It'd be ridiculous. Don't be nicer, I won't play Old Toy Train.
I have it on my phone, I could play it myself if I needed to. James Longstreet? You and your husband are history buffs.
I know, but I don't know who he is.
He was American general during the Civil War, Jennifer.
No, we don't do Civil War.
Most famous. He was a very successful Civil War for the Confederate side, but general for the Confederate general for during the Civil War. But most famously, openly disagreed with Robert E. Lee about how they were going to handle Gettysburg. Did not want to do it Robert E. Lee's way, but Lee made him. And the results were disastrous, Jennifer. Longstreet, Pickett's charge, he organized that. He's like, we shouldn't be doing this, but Lee insisted. The great Robert E. Lee. People say he never made any mistakes. He made a huge one at Gettysburg, Jennifer. And then finally, 2019. Daryl Dragon died.
I don't know who that is.
Daryl Dragon?
Sounds like a musician.
He is a musician.
Nope.
We played the piano, wore the organ, wore a hat all the time. The captain.
Oh.
Of the captain and Tennille, Jennifer.
Yes.
Passed away on this date last
year. When
you said
that, all I can think of is a guy from the Beatles that we have.
The guy from the Beatles?
The Beatles thing that we have. I can't think of the name of it. Oh, my gosh.
What are you talking about?
The show that we used to always have in the summer where they played the Beatles. British Invasion.
Yeah.
The guy, he plays the keyboard and he wears a hat.
And that's who you immediately came to your
mind? No, I knew he had to die. I knew his name wasn't Daryl Dragon.
His name is John Wolfe, I believe.
Yes,
British Invasion, by the way, is like...
I know.
They're like stars now.
You heard it here first, folks.
You can keep your New Year's resolutions. Our first program of the year is next Tuesday, January 7th at 7 p.m. Barry Wilson of the Hypnosis Counseling Center will be on hand to help you keep your New Year resolutions. How? You could do it through hypnosis, Jennifer. Most of us make New Year's resolutions, but none of us keep them. It's not that we don't want to. It's usually, we're usually pretty sincere, but the problem is we try to tough it out alone using sheer willpower. However, many of the resolutions involve long-term habits and are difficult to change without help. That's where hypnosis comes in. Hypnosis is an effective tool to help this year's resolution come true. So it could be for... hypnosis can help you for any reason, Jennifer. Smoking, anxiety, weight gain, mood swings, anything. So if you want more information, and maybe this is something for you to help you in 2020, stop by the Huntington County Library on Tuesday, January 7th at 7 p.m. This program is free and open to the public, as all of our programs are. See if this is for you. It might be something that would change your life. Ever been hypnotized?
I have not, just by you, Jim Thatch.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's the word to snap you out of it? I forget. January 8th, our first program up at the North County Branch, the Sierra Club will be having the first meeting, and they'll be talking about The River and the Wall. It's a film following five friends on an immersive adventure through the unknown wilds of the Texas borderlands as they travel 1,200 miles from El Paso to the Gulf of Mexico on horses, mountain bikes, and canoes. Refreshments will be served. New Jersey Sierra Club meetings are always drop-in. Feel free to come by. Wednesday, January 8th at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, which is located at 65 Halstead Street. In Clinton, New Jersey. And let me just tell you about our first concert of the year. It's a couple weeks away, but never too soon to get on our event calendar and sign up. Make sure you get a seat. The Summer Swing Orchestra. They're supposed to perform for us over the summer, but we had a little trouble with the weather this summer in our summer concert series. So we invited them back for the winter. So maybe we call them the Winter Swing Orchestra. It includes full instrumentation and tradition of the great swing and jazz orchestras of the 1930s and 40s. Their music book consists of over 1,000 songs from many genres over the past 80 years. Everywhere they play, audiences are smiling and having a good time. Musical director Steve Kaplan explains the music and encourages audience participation with original arrangements of sing-alongs and medleys of lively popular music. Always a popular band, Summer Swing Orchestra. We're going to probably not quite the full orchestra because we've got to fit them inside, but they'll be, I think we're going to have at least 10 members there performing.
If you're not going to use the piano, you can push it out in the gallery.
Can I? Thank you.
No, I mean, it'll give you more room because that's what I used to do for the fiddlers.
Right. I'll check with them. I think they wanted to use the piano, but I'm not 100% sure.
But that gives you a little more space.
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer. Jennifer telling us about how to, what's the word for that? A little feng shui in the room for our concert?
Like helpful tips to get you through your life.
How to declutter the meeting room before concerts?
Mm-hmm.
It's a helpful tip. Thank you. And Jennifer was telling me on the commercial break that she has some programs booked. I'd love to hear about them.
I have programs booked. I am in negotiations right
Anything
now.
Anything for January?
Nothing for January or February. I'm still waiting to hear back. And I'm waiting to hear back about Tai Chi for maybe a Saturday morning in March and then a Thursday afternoon in April. Thursday evening in April. But in March, they're not published yet, why aren't they? We're going to have Healthy Eating with Sue from ShopRite on March 10th. On the 24th, we're going to have Yoga with Bonnie. On the 35th, we're going to have Grow Your Own Herbs.
On the 35th?
31st.
Oh.
Grow Your Own Herbs. That's a new woman.
What's her name?
Her name is Katie. She has a farm in Bucks County, but she's a Hunterdon County resident.
Oh, yeah. How'd you hook up with her?
She stopped in and talked about it.
Nice.
On May 5th, the Grant impersonator is going to come back and talk about Long Train's role, which are trains during this Second World War. And on the 27th...
But he's not going to be Grant.
No.
Is he going to be somebody famous? Or is he just going to be talking?
I think he's just going to talk.
Okay.
And on the 27th, we're going to have David Berger back.
This is the 27th of March?
Of May.
Of May.
I'm in May already. And let's see, Linda Kovacs has asked about coming back, so you and I will have to talk about that when you have some room.
Who?
Linda Kovacs, country singer.
Okay, I've only booked through February right now, so, and I have only one April concert.
All right, well, we'll talk later.
Okay.
So, and I've also gotten in touch with the speaker who does the Lenny Lenape Indians. We haven't had him in a couple of years. And
we'll ask them where the Lenny and Lenape get their weird names for things.
Right. And somebody that Dana's had at North County, an organizer, but I haven't heard back from her either yet.
Okay.
So.
Sounds good. I have two concerts booked for February. Flyers will be out probably next week on February 5th. Wednesday, February 5th. Wednesday evenings are always the nights for our musical programs, 7 p.m., of course, free and open to the public. We welcome back classical pianist Paul Bisaccia. He was with us last year. He'll be doing a different program. He's going to be doing some ragtime music. And I also requested that he perform Bumble Boogie, which is a very difficult piano piece. And he said he would for the encore. So, Paul brings like a projector with him so you can see his hands while he plays. He's very popular, and he's a virtuoso piano player. Is that the right term? Probably not.
Sure.
Actually, when they restored a theater in New York City where Gershwin first performed Rhapsody in Blue, uh-huh. They asked Paul Bisaccia to perform it when the new restored theater opened, and Paul Bisaccia performed Rhapsody in Blue, much like Gershwin did. When it was first performed in that same theater, I forget the name of the theater.
Nice.
But that's how good of a piano player Paul Bisaccia is.
The last one we had that you got from Vermont, that was his encore, was Rhapsody in Blue, which is pretty amazing.
Is Paul Bisaccia.
No, he's from Vermont? No, the one who took apart the piano.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Frederick
Moyer. Moyer, yes.
Yeah, he played Rhapsody in Blue for his encore.
Yes, I wonder where he's at. He was another... but we get a lot of great acts at the Hunterdon County Library, and this year will be no exception. Then 2 weeks later, I believe, it's February 19th, we welcome Italian tenor Moreno Frizzetti. If you think you've heard singers before, come to the library on Wednesday, February 19th. And hear an Italian tenor perform his craft. He's an amazing singer. He brings audience members to tears when he sings. He's just incredible, and he's a great personality. It's a fun show, but just an amazing singer, Italian tenor Marina Frizzetti. We're looking to have him back. And then I'll get busy on March and April. Of course, in April, we'll have Travis Wetzel, bluegrass fiddler Travis Wetzel, who's performed on the Grand Ole Opry. He'll be back again this year, as he's done, kind of much like the robins appear every spring. Travis Wetzel comes up, visits Marinelli's Pizza, and performs at the Hunterdon County Library.
And if it's too cold for you to come out at night, Saturdays at North County, they have a Saturday concert series at 2 p.m. On January 18th, David Pottles, the violinist, will be performing an enchanting gypsy experience, Hungarian and Romanian music. Elvis will be an Elvis impersonator on February 1st. Jamie and Nancy De Jesus on February 15th. And they're
De Jesus.
De Jesus. And Nabo Dash Irish Music on March 7th.
Very good. Actually, there was a Irish musician that wanted to perform for us.
And
I got to get busy.
March 10th at 2 p.m., we're going to welcome back Judith Carl Russo, and she's going to be doing an Irish tea.
Oh, party. Why did you neglect me telling me that one?
Jane booked it, and she...
Oh, so Jane's... What about some other things she booked? I know she... What did she book? Oh, it was in September. Oh, she booked that Maggie Warsdale.
Yeah. She was supposed to talk to you about the Irish tea before she booked it.
She probably did.
Excellent.
Well, I'm not saying she didn't. There's a good chance she did. Okay, we're going to go to our last commercial break now, since I'm tongue-tied. And then we'll come back with about 15 more minutes of the library show right after this.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch. Jim Gano.
I thought we were playing a song.
Oh, I forgot.
Oh, my gosh.
Constantly coming up. I just got a Windows update and I got confused. All right. Now we will play a song requested by Jim Thatch.
Here is one of the Christmas songs, one of my favorite Christmas songs that all those radio stations never play.
Little toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack, carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't you think it's time you were in bed? Close your eyes, listen to the skies. All is calm, all is well. Soon you'll hear Kris Kringle and the jingle bells, bringing old toy trains, little toy tracks, little boy toys coming from a sack,
carried by a man dressed in white and red. Little boy, don't think it's time you were in bed.
So the late, great Roger Miller wrote this in the 60s. Ever heard it before?
Maybe once or twice.
For some reason, the radio stations just ignore it. I don't know. I think it's a sweet little song. Simple little ditty. About a little boy going to bed on Christmas Eve.
Your grandson got to bed on Christmas Eve?
He did. My grandson was sick. Up until Christmas Day. He finally came out of it on Christmas Day, and then he left the next day. So I got one day with him. Well, he got more than that. He fell asleep on me a lot of the other days, but one healthy day with him, but he's doing well.
Good.
Smart little boy.
Of course he is. Takes after his grandmother.
He does, luckily. So that's Roger Miller in Old Toy Trains. So for next Christmas, remember that one. Next Christmas is only 358 days away or something, right, Jennifer?
That's sleep year, so there's a...
Oh, no. 359?
Yeah. One more day.
I'll tell you, this year, I still feel like I'm just coming home from Thanksgiving. It feels like Thanksgiving was last weekend to me. That's how quick the season went this year. I don't know why.
I do.
It just flew by. I know I've been traveling a lot, and it's tough.
But you did manage to find time to do the HCL bookmark for January.
I did. I had a very busy day the one day I came in.
It is a map of the
United States. I was going to ask you your opinion on it, because it only took me an hour to do that.
And then there's a big snowflake over New Jersey, of which I do not approve. And January is
so it's a weatherman? You got that?
I got it. I got it was a weatherman.
Okay, good.
And I found two HCLs.
I think there's only two.
Okay. I felt like there's one because it's got a very strong jaw, and I kept thinking that was a C.
I think I might have tried to hide another one in there, and I just didn't do it.
You kind of could make it out, like with his hair being an H.
I think I might have started and I didn't finish it.
And his jaw could be
so you had no trouble finding the January?
No.
So what do you think of the concept?
It's good, except for the snowflake.
Because you don't want it to snow? Well, we're already going to be about 10 days in. We're all right. So maybe hopefully I'm wrong. I don't want it to...
You know, the snow we had was not bad.
No, I like just nice, pretty snowfalls that don't only accumulate on the grass.
Exactly. The 18th was a little bit dicey, but...
The 18th?
Yeah.
Oh, just that snow squall?
Yeah, but I was in Pennsylvania and had to drive home in it.
Yeah, I was at work that day, weren't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I left early to go to Pennsylvania.
Oh, that's right. The Hummer and Harmonizers performed for us on December 18th. Another great show. I talked to both some audience members and to some of the Harmonizers themselves. Everything went well.
So if you just like to nestle in the winter, in January, you can join our adult reading clubs. No better time to read. You can go to our website, hclibrary.us, and click on Adult Winter Reading Club. You join now through March 19th. On March 25th, the group will meet at the North County Branch Library at 7 p.m. for a casual get-together just to talk about your favorite books. You can also play bingo when you go to that website. There's a bingo card generator, and it gives you suggestions for books, like a book that deals with social controversial issues, one made into a movie, TV, fiction based on a real person, nonfiction about food, and so on. But I don't think they have any prizes. I think if you get bingo, you get bingo, and good for you. So it's a. I don't see that there's any prizes.
Well, we'll find out. I'll find out for the next show for you. Not just good for you.
Well, but it's a low key from the Summer Reading Club.
It's a lot of fun, and we get a lot of members. You're really not selling this thing, are you?
I'm not feeling it.
Well, then let me read it then.
I'm just like, I don't really understand the point of it if there's no prizes. I mean, but I'm not big
Jennifer,
on prizes either.
Don't stop right now. I can't believe you just said that on the air.
Yes.
What's the point of it?
No. I'm not feeling it. I don't feel any excitement. There's no displays.
Well, we're going to build the excitement, and next Thursday, I'm going to make the Winter Reading Club sound like it's the must-do thing this winter, okay. Which it already is. That's why we keep getting more and more members every year. They have an end-of-the-winter party. So you keep reading throughout the year. Any good books that you can give tip to anybody in the Winter Reading Club? And do not give me a book that's not available to everybody.
Well, there are two. One just was checked in on Tuesday, and one they're processing today. One is Such a Fun Age.
Okay. Winter Reading Club members, listen up.
It's set in Philadelphia. And
in what year?
It's modern time, which is it's horrific to believe, but. This young woman, she used to live in Manhattan, and then she and her family moved to Philadelphia because her husband's a newscaster. And they have two young children, and the woman has never really bonded with her older daughter, who was all of 3 or 4 years old. And they have an African-American babysitter. And one night, the husband has done something at work, and somebody's attacking their house or throwing Molotov cocktails through their window. So she calls the babysitter and says, I need you to take my daughter out.
Something is, her husband did something at
he
work?
He said something on the air, and people are hating him.
A racist thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the babysitter takes the daughter to this upscale grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And at night,
mm-hmm.
And she's asked to leave by the security guard, and she's like, why? And they're like, did you kidnap this daughter, this girl? And they're giving her a really hard time for having this white girl with her. And somebody gets it on videotape, and it's a story of her and how she's doesn't want to make a big fuss about it, and this guy wants to, and then this guy wants to date her. And
what?
All
right. So you're recommending this book, right?
I am. It's okay. Much better than I'm saying it is.
Okay, good. So,
and the other one is Dear Edward, and it's a very sad book to start the year with. But Edward is the only survivor on an airplane crash. He's like 11 or 12 years old, and keep in mind, I read these 6 months ago, so I'm doing it from memory. His whole family is killed on the plane crash, and he goes to live with his aunt and uncle. And first of all, he has to heal because he is injured from the plane crash. But then he's without his family, and he's not sure his aunt and uncle really want him.
How old is he?
11 or 12.
Okay.
And everybody thinks he's a miracle boy because he survived this plane crash.
Gotcha.
So he's dealing with all this publicity, and his aunt and uncle are trying to hide. You know, it's just his struggle with being the sole survivor.
Okay.
I could also recommend Kingdom Tide. That's set in early 80s, mid-80s. It's considered historical fiction.
1980s?
Yeah, which doesn't really make me happy. But a 79-year-old woman and her husband, maybe she's not quite 79, maybe she's 73, they're taking a plane to the Bitterroot Mountains in Montana. They've chartered a plane, and they're going to stay there for a week or so. Just the two of them, all nice and quiet from Texas. And the plane crashes, and she's the only survivor. And
you need a new genre of books to start reading, Jennifer.
No, and it's how she gets out of the mountains, how she finds her way out. And then there's a parallel story of a park ranger who is, it's kind of a Fargo-esque. That story isn't as successful, that narrative.
Okay. Can we have a book recommendation that does not involve a plane crash?
Such a Fun Age doesn't have a plane crash.
God, you must have read 20 books in the past month.
Yes, but most of them have plane crashes.
Really? You're not kidding, are you? See, most people listening, just tuning in, would think you were kidding. People, she's not kidding.
I will say.
Why are you obsessed with plane crashes all of a sudden?
It just happens to be.
That doesn't happen to be, you read 20 straight books about plane crashes.
Sometimes that's the way the publishing cycle goes. I will be posting, probably not today, maybe tomorrow or Saturday, on the Adult Summer Reading Club blog, my picks for January.
Okay. On the Winter Reading Club blog?
Well, it's the Summer Reading Club.
Oh. Will the Winter Reading Club share it?
Yeah, of course. But that's what I'm saying. There's no link to the blog on this page.
Oh, well, we can remedy that, Jennifer, if you think it's important.
And there's no link to books that we read.
Any movie? Have you seen any movies besides, what's the one you just told me you saw?
Little Women.
Yeah. Any other ones?
I saw Two Popes.
Two Popes?
Yes, The Two Popes. It's another Netflix movie.
Okay.
It's Anthony Hopkins and Jonathan Pryce.
So is this a recommendation for you?
It is. It was good. Actually, yeah, the books that I just posted, yeah, there is another, not quite Plane Crash, but yeah.
What is the most upbeat book that you just read that you would recommend to our listening audience?
Oh, gosh.
You know, you're reading these books that it's just feeding your personality.
I know. Well, I read The Hidden World of the Fox by Adele Brand. She's a mammal ecologist, and she's fascinated with the red fox.
That sounds like a documentary.
It's nonfiction. She traces foxes through other animals, through humans, through folklore.
Give me a fiction book that you've read that you would recommend that is upbeat and positive.
I'm looking for one.
You gave me one that's nonfiction. That doesn't count. Oh, my gosh. Jennifer, do you see this? Do you see what I'm pointing out to you here?
I do.
This makes a difference on your outlook on things.
Do you think?
Yes. I think that very strongly.
I'm looking.
If you're just tuning in, Jennifer has been looking for all the books you just read through, that one that has that is at least somehow upbeat or positive. And we've been sitting here for quite a few minutes now.
All right. The Sisters of Summit Avenue by Lynn Cullen. It's 1934. There's a woman in Minneapolis, June, who has a big house. Her husband, Richard, is a prominent surgeon. And she's one of the iconic women behind Betty Crocker, who was not a single woman. It was a concern.
But this is a true story, too.
No, it is not. Her younger sister, Ruth, lives on a struggling farm with her husband, John, who has this mysterious sleeping illness. And the sisters are sort of estranged.
I'm not hearing anything upbeat yet. Estranged, weird sleeping problems.
Well, but then they get back together.
They do?
Yeah.
Are you just saying that, or do they really?
No, they really do. They really do reunite.
Jennifer.
I'm sorry, Jim. I disappoint you, don't I?
I'm trying to help you here.
You're not the only one who...
I am trying to help you here. I'm trying to point something out to you to help you. It will help your health. You'll sleep better at night if you read about something positive.
I don't know about that.
Why don't you just give it a try? Read an upbeat book and see how you sleep.
Okay.
That is my tip for you. Jim, my psychology tip for you today.
Psychotic tip?
Yeah. Okay, it's
so, yeah, time. So check out adultsummerreadingclub.blogspot.com.
Okay, will do.
And maybe
and remember, remember, have plenty of tissues with you.
So the library is back open for business. It will be opening Sundays starting this coming Sunday. And thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you. And now to be
good night.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Do USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Iraq, Iranian-backed militias have ended 2 days of violence and demonstrations outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. They were angry that the U.S. launched airstrikes on Iranian militias after they were blamed for an attack last week that killed an American contractor. The Joint Chiefs Chairman, General Mark Milley, defending that U.S. action.
We know that the intent of this last attack was, in fact, to kill American soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, whoever was there. There was about 100 soldiers at that particular compound.
Iran calls the demonstration a warning to the U.S. Milley says that attack last week on the Iranian militias was a warning to Iran. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro no longer running for the White House. The former San Antonio mayor pulling out this morning. He was the only Latino candidate in the field. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
The Federal Aviation Administration is now involved in the investigation of mysterious drone sightings in northeastern Colorado and part of Nebraska. This man, Wyatt Harmon, says he captured some video of one of those drone formations.
We got close to one, and it descended. I swear it got closer to us, and then the light shut off.
Those drones have recently been spotted in multiple counties flying at night in what appears to be a grid formation. Officials in Philadelphia denouncing participants who wore blackface in the city's New Year's Day or Mummers Parade. Kevin Hinkle was one of at least two men who wore blackface paint while marching with the Froggy Car Club. He told local media he was told he could wear whatever he wanted and that it wasn't racist because he talks to lots of black people. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims were down by 2,000 last week from the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
CES 2020, the annual showcase for the latest in consumer electronics, kicking off next week in Las Vegas. And White House advisor and daughter of the president, Ivanka Trump, is scheduled to join a keynote discussion next Tuesday afternoon. She'll be joining Consumer Technology Association CEO Gary Shapiro to discuss ways to reskill workers and develop STEM education programs. CES runs from the 7th of January through the 10th. A new study shows that artificial intelligence could help improve breast cancer detection. The research published in the journal Nature finds technology developed in Google's DeepMind AI unit could identify breast cancer from mammogram images with a similar accuracy as radiologists can. The system also reduced the number of false positive results. Researchers credit artificial intelligence with being able to detect subtle cues that the human eye can miss. And another new report says Canadian military officers were told to learn the game Pokemon Go after fans of the game started wandering into restricted areas. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation obtaining documents saying at least three officers have been ordered to play Pokemon Go in bases around the country since the game's 2016 release. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
Together to establish goals for your business in 2020. So bring a pad and pencil to the show. Let's get to work. And I'll talk about your pension if you have one and your need to talk to a